Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome back to The Takeaway. It's Todd Zwillick with you today. You're listening to the papal anthem there because Pope Francis met with President Donald Trump earlier today in the Pope's library at the Vatican. There was a photo op which, depending on who was running the pictures, featured either a smiling Pope or a stone-faced one as he stood with the First Family. It seemed to a lot of people that Francis was trying to project a mood of concern or even disapproval as he faced President Trump. We may never know exactly what words passed between the Jesuit Pope and the populist president, unless, of course, those conversations leak like so many others have recently. But this Pope does have a reputation for wading into politics. Francis speaks forcefully on behalf of refugees, while President Trump has advocated banning some refugees from the United States. The Pope criticized the president's proposed border wall, and in return during the campaign, Donald Trump called the Pope disgraceful, following a comment by Francis that seemed to imply that Donald Trump was not a Christian because of his anti-immigrant positions. But there are more than 80 million Catholics in the United States, and exit polls suggest that Donald Trump won 52% of the Catholic vote over Hillary Clinton in 2016. Later polling suggested the split may have been even closer than that. John Gehring is here. He's Catholic Program Director at Faith in Public Life. He's author of The Francis Effect, A Radical Pope's Challenge to the American Catholic Church. John Gehring, welcome.
Great to be with you.
Well, we will get to the political climate among American Catholics in the Trump era. But before we do, John, put yourself, if you don't mind, in that private room with just Pope Francis, Donald Trump, and an interpreter after that tense photo op, after their public arguments. What do you imagine they talked about?
Well, it would have been fascinating to be there and be a fly on the wall. We don't know, as you noted, exactly what they talked about. I imagine there was some effort to find common ground to repair what is clearly a frosty, if you will, relationship. And so I think, you know, these meetings tend to be fairly formal. The Vatican communique that came out afterwards talked about a cordial meeting and the interest to find common ground on things like healthcare, education, care for immigrants. There's an exchange of gifts. Pope Francis gave Donald Trump a copy of his encyclical Laudato Si, which focuses on the need to care for our environment and talks about climate change as one of the most profound moral issues of our time. And this is at a point where, you know, President Trump is deciding whether to stay in the Paris climate agreement, keep the United States. So I hope he does read it. It would have been fascinating to be in that room, certainly.
And you spend a great deal of time looking at and interpreting Pope Francis, I know. So you're an expert. Did you detect the intention of disapproval in the way the Pope carried himself during the photo op in front of the cameras?
I don't think so. I wouldn't read too much into that. By all accounts, you know, after the meeting, he had a more jovial disposition. I don't think so. I think, you know, the Pope and President Trump were probably sizing each other up a bit. And, you know, and as you noted and we've talked about, they've had a very tense sort of public exchange, not directly from the Pope's point of view. He doesn't mention Donald Trump's name. But as you referenced earlier, he's been very critical of the president's views on immigration, refugees, other issues. So, no, I mean, I think, look, the United States has an interest and the Vatican has an interest in having a good relationship. And I think this is going to be an awkward few years. But I think they did try to repair their relationship. And it's important for the Vatican and the United States to work together on a range of issues.
So let's talk about American Catholics. It can be a mistake to divine the political positions of Catholics, historically a very diverse voting bloc. But do we have any insights, you know, just after the first 100 days, I guess we're around 120 now, about how American Catholics are digesting the Trump phenomenon?
Well, I think when you talk about American Catholics, Catholics are not monolithic, obviously, right? So when you're talking about American Catholics, Latino Catholics did not vote in high percentages for Donald Trump. White Catholics did. I think, like much of the country, Catholics are very divided about this president and this administration. I think, you know, I covered a conference recently of conservative, influential conservative Catholics at the Trump Hotel here in D.C., and they were sort of cheering this administration on issues like abortion, same-sex marriage. So there was a feeling, religious liberty, there was a feeling that there's a new opening. However, I think many Catholics are and Christians in general, or people of faith, are quite disturbed, and rightly so, about this administration's perspective on the treatment of refugees, immigrants, the environment. And I'm a progressive Catholic, and my critique of this president has less to do with left-right politics than what the gospel says about how we should judge our leaders in terms of how we treat the poor, the least, the last, and the lost. And so I think to answer your question, there's a lot of division. Personally, I'm very concerned, and I know many traditional Christians are very concerned about the direction that this administration is taking on a number of key moral issues.
Well, Catholics are the largest Christian group in America, but they're just one. And of course, there's been this curious marriage between Donald Trump and evangelicals, right, during the election and even to today, based largely on abortion and conservative judges. Most people judge this as a political calculation on the part of a fairly agnostic president when it comes to social issues like that. Call it, how to get ahead in the GOP, I guess, if you like. But is there any kind of relationship that's similar, if not in words, in deed, between Donald Trump and some Catholics, or maybe the conservative Catholics that you met with in the Trump Hotel on Pennsylvania Avenue?
Well, again, yeah. I mean, I think there's a sense among some conservative Catholics that, you know, while they may find President Trump's rhetoric distasteful, there's an opening with the Supreme Court. There's an opportunity to roll back Roe v. Wade, even potentially same-sex marriage if you get a second Supreme Court justice. And so I think what I found in some of my reporting and the opportunity to talk to conservative Catholics is there's this sense that we're going to hold our nose, right? And there's things about Trump that we find distasteful, but on some issues we find agreement with him. And so I think my problem with that is the willingness to sort of look away from many traditional Christian principles about how do we treat our neighbor, how do we treat the environment. And again, this is what the Pope is talking about. You know, the Pope doesn't talk about climate change like a progressive sort of person who, you know, supports Greenpeace. The Pope talks about climate change from a biblical point of view, from a very traditional Christian understanding of how we are connected to the environment around us. And I think for conservative Christians and conservative Catholics more specifically, there needs to be sort of a grappling with that reality, that what this administration is doing with the budget proposal, for example, that would decimate programs that help the poor and most vulnerable, that's not Christian. That's not moral.
Conservative Catholics and Catholics across the United States assess their position in the American voting bloc as President Trump and the First Family meet with Francis in the Vatican Libraries. John Gehring is Catholic Program Director at Faith in Public Life and author of The Francis Effect, A Radical Pope's Challenge to the American Catholic Church. John Gehring, thank you for joining us, and thank you for your interpretations of the president and his relationship to this very interesting Jesuit pope.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.